Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
One of Diddy's lawyers has quit the case and has said that under no circumstance could he continue to represent them. So this is pretty crazy that if your own lawyer is like, yeah, I'm feeling pretty uneasy about this situation. It's not looking good for you. So this is from Tony Rico. He's one of Diddy's attorneys. He filed a motion to be removed from his legal team. He said, although I have provided Sean Combs with the high level of legal representation expected by the court, under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs consistent with the American Bar Association standards for criminal justice. So it makes me wonder, what is that legal team trying to pull to try and get Sean Combs out of jail?
So I was like, my mind went to like one of two places. One, either Diddy is being super, super, I don't even know, complicated is the right word, difficult, whatever.
Diva.
Yeah. And I just don't want to deal with this anymore. Or I would love for a lawyer to call up right now. If you have definitive evidence that your client did this, because, you know, you're defending your client and they are innocent. If you find out something and you think they're no longer innocent, is that why you would recuse yourself?
Yeah, I mean, if you have that kind of ethics, but there is a job to do.
Yes.
So if you're a defense attorney or you're representing somebody, even if you know they are guilty, isn't your job to try to get them off of this charge?
Well, there must be some line, because this lawyer actually was Osama bin Laden's lawyer way back in the day. And so for
Are you
him,
serious?
Yeah. Yes, that was
So he's like, I'll take the case with Osama, but I can't see it through with Diddy.
Yep. You know, if you read between the lines, that's what you're going to get. So I assume there must be something. Now, I don't know all the details of when he was bin Laden's lawyer, if he was... He had to be, like, if he was in a different position, like he was a legal prosecutor and his boss was like, you got to take this case. Someone's got to do it. So don't assume that he's like all in on that. But my point is, he walked away from Diddy, but he's represented heinous people in the past.
I feel like because he's taken on a lot of like really high profile cases, and he's dealt with quite a few criminals who have done really bad things and never walked away. And you think of the money, I'm certain there was a lot of money to walk away from in this situation. And I mean, just the notoriety that I'm sure he would have received in his career. And a lot of the times the lawyers will still take it. For him to say, with all of that on the line and to know what I know about this, I'm walking away. It's very telling.
The optics are really bad. Really, really bad.
It makes you wonder what evidence he saw that he was like, yeah, this isn't sitting right with me.
Or it just might be like one of you guys said initially, it's just that he's so high maintenance that I just don't want it. It's not worth my time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, on a lighter note, people are wondering if Meghan Markle is ripping off Pamela Anderson. So they're both coming out with two shows. Meghan Markle is coming out with a Netflix show called With Love, Meghan. And Pamela is coming out with a show called Pamela's Cooking with Love. And people started pointing out some of the similarities in both of their trailers.
I love to cook. I just always have wanted to take things to another level.
I've always loved taking something pretty ordinary and elevating it.
So people, it's a couple of different things, and just noting that, like, all right, well, how many celebrity cooking shows do we need? Like, do we need Selena and Chef? Do we need Pamela Cooking with Love? Do we need With Love, Meghan? Like, at what point do we just look to TikTok for our recipes and stop sitting down to watch these celebrities make mac and cheese for the 45th time?
Yeah, to be fair, TikTok has bomb recipes.
Oh yeah, but have you tried Teenie's mac and cheese?
No,
that viral mac and cheese that people were going crazy over.
Have you guys tried Kraft? That's a good one.
Got to do a lot of nights.
Velveeta, too. That's a good one.
But here's the thing. Megan's show was supposed to drop in January, but it got delayed because of the California wildfires. So can you really say that she's copying if hers was supposed to come out early January and then Pam's was dropping like February 26th?
This is just one of these stories after we've done Burt's Big Adventure for 5 days where I'm like, really?
Yeah. This is so dumb.
This is it today, huh?
Megan's trailer came out first, right?
Megan's trailer did come out first, but I mean, you know, we never know like what the filming schedules are like, and yeah, blah blah blah, superficial, blah 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 blah. I'm working on lobotomy brain today.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.